If I could talk, the stories I could tell is Bill Elder Audio Boo on this 22nd day of August, 2010. Yes, it's a Sunday. I don't know where these podcasts are going to go, but we'll see. We'll see. If you enjoy listening to them, by the way, hello to Miles. Thank you, my subscriber. So I guess right now you're the only one listening. So if you just give me your cell number, I'll just call you and tell you these. Anyway, so here's a story today about... Well, they're all going to just about be about me and my life, and much of that involves radio. In the 30s, there was an engineer at WGST up in Atlanta. His name was Thomas Maxwell, who moved to Macon in 1948. Macon is the town where I live. That's thus the end of my username, Macon. WIBB was the first country station here, and in the mid-50s, its competitor, WBML, began running night programming targeting the black community. Now, Thomas Maxwell knew that this segment of the population needed more than just a few hours, and in 1957, his station, WIBB, became the first station with its entire broadcast day devoted to the African-American population. Guys like Big Saul, Satellite Papa, King B, air personalities known as the Three Horsemen, James Brown... recorded Please, Please, Please in the WIBB studios after it signed off. It was a daytime station. 5,000 watts, but daytime. I've been in that room. I saw the setup. I mean, the setup was virtually the same when I visited back in the 70s. And I would watch Hamp on the air. Just amazing. Absolutely amazing. And he did not record James Brown, but someone else did. But Hamp played the recording. On the air. He had the afternoon show. And a record executive with King Records was passing through town. And he hears the song, pulls off the road, no cell phones, no expressways, but gets in touch with Hamp and says, "Who is that?" Signs James Brown immediately. They go to the recording studio, and the song is a massive hit. And that is music history. Because James Brown was, you know, one of the, with, of course, our own Little Richard, one of the architects of rock and roll. Little Richard actually is the architect of rock and roll, but we'll get into that more later. Now, Mr. Maxwell lived up the street from me here on my lovely little Casa de Bill. And this is where it gets really interesting, because one day I'm mowing, edging my lawn perhaps, doing some yard work. You know, I have a rule here at the house. When the grass covers the beer cans, it's time to cut the lawn. So I'm in front of my house, probably closer to the front, because I can see cars going by, and I notice a huge limousine going up the street, and it pulls right in front of Mr. Maxwell's house. He had passed away maybe 2 weeks before. Out of the car gets James Brown and two other guys who had driven from Augusta to Macon to pay their respects to Mrs. Maxwell. They were in the house. I didn't leave the yard. I was well through with what I had intended to do, but I found things to do in the yard so that I could watch and see what had happened. And when James Brown left, when I found out what had happened, I had a great respect and admiration for him for that. And just thought these men held Mr. Maxwell and all of the disc jockeys of that radio station in such esteem. And really, music changed because of what they did. That's it for today's Audio Boo. We'll see you soon.